helping to grease the gas price skids. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden, as expected, ordering more oil released from the country's emergency stockpiles in an effort to push gas prices lower.
By December, he's going to release an additional 15 million barrels of oil out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. They're going to then buy it back once the prices go down to around $70 a barrel. President Biden says the timing, less than 3 weeks before the midterms, is not political.
Fox's Peter Ducey. The administration is awarding grants totaling $2.8 billion to companies to make batteries for electric vehicles.
Some people gave up on American manufacturing, but not me, not the secretary, not the American people. Because where in the heck is it written that we can't be the manufacturing hub of the world?
The president also announced the American Battery Materials Initiative to secure the raw materials needed to make batteries for electric vehicles. Fears of a recession looming. Louisiana's Republican Senator Bill Cassidy telling Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto, the administration and the Federal Reserve don't seem to be on the same page.
On the one hand, the Fed is clearly trying to tighten money supply. And on the other hand, the administration has pursued a set of expansionistic policies.
Among those, Senator Cassidy says, is the student loan forgiveness plan. State of Arizona is rejecting a demand from the Interior Department to remove about 100 shipping containers, which the state used to plug a hole in the border wall. The director of Arizona's Department of Emergency and Military Affairs telling the Interior Department in a letter, there's nothing illegal about the shipping containers stacked, welded together, and topped with razor wire, and they will stay until the federal government constructs a real border barrier. Wall Street Wednesday, the Dow dropped 100 points, NASDAQ down 92, the S&P 500 25 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A new government report suggests a link between COVID-19 and a dramatic increase in the number of women who died from pregnancy or childbirth complications in the U.S. last year.
The report says pregnancy-related deaths went up by nearly 80% since 2018, with COVID being a factor in a quarter of those cases. The nonpartisan Government Accountability Office was responsible for the research after Congress mandated that it review maternal health outcomes in the 2020 coronavirus relief bill. They found a disproportionately high number of Black and Hispanic women were victims. Women who contract the virus while pregnant face elevated health risks, and the report says at the height of the pandemic, it was hard to get in-person medical care because of staffing shortages. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The pilot's okay after hitting the eject button, but a $110 million F-35 fighter jet was destroyed when it crashed on takeoff from an Air Force base in Utah on Wednesday. They don't yet know what caused the crash. The growing season likely to end in parts of 10 states tonight. A freeze warning stretches from southern Mississippi to northern Ohio. A Massachusetts woman is charged with assaulting police officers for allegedly launching a sting operation against them.
55-year-old Rory Woods of Hadley is pleaded not guilty and has already been released without bail after she unleashed a swarm of bees on police. These Hampden County Sheriff's deputies were serving an eviction notice in Longmeadow when they were met by protesters. Woods showed up in an SUV towing a trailer full of beehives. That's when cops say she threw on a beekeeper suit to protect herself and shook the hives so the bees would fly out. She was eventually handcuffed, but not before a bunch of deputies, including some with bee allergies, were stung. A police report says that when Woods learned of some of the officers were allergic, she said, quote, good. She's facing multiple assault battery charges. John Saucier, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.